Shmaitzer Shir Or LeYud Ches Mar Cheshvan Tovshin Ayin Hey, Monday night. Shmaitzer Zion Perik Yud Zion. Shmaitzer Zion Perik Yud Zion. Kosev B'Tshuvas Mabit. Someone disappeared. Imneved Yehudi Baderech Shaholach Nimokam Ploni Lamokam Acher. Someone was traveling, you know, from New York to Chicago. He never got there. Da, 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 da. He disappeared. And we don't know where he is. A goy came who was Mesiach Lefitumo. This is not in the Shmaitzer. This is thanks to the Shmaitzer Mavueris. We're filling in the gaps here. A goy came, Mesiach Lefitumo, and he said that he saw on that road a dead Jew.
Murdered, no?
A dead Jew was killed. Well, it doesn't matter. He could have died of a heart attack. I don't know. What's the difference? No difference. As the saying goes in Yiddish, Toit is gestorben.
Yeah.
Dead. And he gave a simon, but simonim sheinem uvhokim. Vachakach bozo derech nimtza horug. And they checked, and there's nobody else missing. This again, the Shmaitzer Mavueris fills in the gaps from the Tshuvas Mabit. They looked around, there's no one else is missing. It was a small world then. You didn't have all these people like you do nowadays. It was a smaller world, and nobody was reported missing from surrounding villages. This was the road this guy was going on. He disappeared, we don't know where he is. A dead body was found. Nobody is missing. Nobody else is missing. Nobody else was reported missing. Ayin Sham Shehela, so the Mabit says, the Minatora, that on the Diraisa level, Talina Shazehu Hanevad, it's like a rove, it's like an indication, it's Mistavra, it's not, the Shmaitzer Mavueris puts the Nakuda on like a rove, I'm not sure what kind of a rove it is. It's not a Ruben de Issa come on, it's not a Ruben de Lesser come on. But that's what he says, the Mabit puts it down as a rove. And so on the Diraisa level, she's allowed to get married. Probably in the Dirabbanon, she wouldn't be. It would be like the famous case of Mayim Sheinla himself, that a woman's not allowed to remarry. That if someone disappears into a Mayim Sheinla himself, meaning you can't see. Like, if he would have, you know, the water goes on. If he climbed out, you wouldn't have seen it. So, that's Midrabbanon. You need more than just, we take that extra step to answer it Midrabbanon. But the difference is, as the Mabit points out, that in Nisei's Lo Teitse, if she went ahead and got married, said, I don't care what the rabbis say, I'm not sitting in Aguna my whole life. So if on the Diraisa level she's allowed to get married, then we don't make her get divorced. And these say slow tetsay. So here the Mabit says, Va'adifa mimayim shein lahem sof. This is even better than the famous case that someone disappeared in mayim shein lahem sof, meaning you wouldn't have seen if he climbed out. Where on these say slow tetsay, this is even better. Why? Because here it's even, because there, like, we don't know what happened to him. No, that's why it's better. In Mayim Sheinla himself, he just never showed up again. But he could be living on somewhere on some tropical island with another wife and another family. But you don't know what happened to the guy. Hey, you found a dead body. You know, so that's why it's even better than Mayim Sheinla himself.
Where did he found a dead body in Mayim Sheinla himself?
That's not the case of Mayim Sheinla himself. We're talking about a very specific famous case called Mayim Sheinla himself, where the guy disappeared, and it's Mustavra that he drowned. It's Mustavra that he drowned, but we don't know for sure. No body was ever found. So on the Diraisa level, you would be able to assume he died. On the Drabonon level, we're Machmir, and we say, look, we don't know what happened. Maybe he washed up on shore somewhere.
Wouldn't the case
that would be
gone would be a case where a guy falls in the water, and then like later on you find the body in the water and you can't identify it.
Well, that's what he's talking about. That's why this is better than Mayim Sheinla himself, because here you found the body, and again, you found it on the route that this guy was supposed to be traveling. The guy disappeared and he ain't anywhere to be found, and there's no one else reported missing. So that's better. Mr. Abonos, she shouldn't be able to get married, but at least it'll be in Nisus Lo Seitzei. The Achronim don't like the Mabit, and we'll see why as we learn the Perek. And we'll see the tainus as we go through the Perek. But the Shev Yaakov supports the Mabit from a Gemara in Psochim, which is really based on the Brisa in Tyrus. Miplukta the Rebbe Reb Shimon ben Gamliel besod shenevad b'kever. That's in Psochim Daf Yud Amud Aleph. A soda had a kever somewhere, but we don't know where. So a person walked into the field. The din is he's tamei misafek, because maybe he was ma'ahil on the kever. I'm not learning inside the text. I'm filling in the gaps. So maybe he was ma'ahil on the kever. So misafek he's tamei. It's called Sode She'ovad B'Kever. Somewhere in this field is a kever. We don't know where it is. But probably Midrabbanon, or maybe Midrash, if it's Rosh Hashayochid, anybody walking in is considered Tomei because of the Sofek. Maybe he was Ma'il al the kever. Now let's say they found the kever afterwards. They stumbled across the kever. And the guy didn't walk there. Right? So Rebbe says that he's Tohar. The guy is not Tohar. We say, oh, we made a mistake in declaring him Tohar, because we say, Hainu Kever She'Ovad, Hainu Kever She'Nimtza. We say, there was a Kever, we know there's a Kever in the field, now we find a Kever in the field, so we say, that's it. We don't say there's two Kvara, maybe, but we say, the Kever She'Ovad is this Kever, and he didn't walk there, so he's Tohar. That's Rebbe. What? We know the story starts off that there's a field, and we know there's a kever in the field somewhere, and we don't know where it is. It's Makom was lost to us. We don't know where it is. A guy walked into the field, we consider him Tommy. 2 weeks later we find a kever and where he did not walk. So Rebbe says, we say, Zeo Kever She'Avad, Zeo Kever She'Nimsa. We assume that's the one. We don't say maybe there's two. We only know about one. We don't know for sure there was only one, otherwise there wouldn't be a Shiloh.
What's the other Sephora that there's two?
Yeah, maybe there's two. We don't know. We know that there was one that was never. So you don't know it's this one that you found. But we assume it was, Rebbe says. That's Rebbe's Svara. We're going to learn what the Svara is. It's a Chazakah. That's Rebbe Shita. Amrinon Zeo Kever Sheneva, Zeo Kever Shenimsa. This is it.
The first one was stubborn on the other side.
What?
The other side is very strange. Why would you think there's another Kever?
Because you don't know. How do you know this is it? You don't know that only one. If you knew that only one was lost, then of course it wouldn't be a problem. It wouldn't be a suffix.
You're only worried about one in the first place.
Right. Maybe you're still worried. Maybe you should still be worried about that one. You don't know that this is the one. You know that there was one. You don't know where it is. So just because you found one, you don't know that that's the one. Maybe that's the second one, and you still don't know where the kever is. Relax. It's my place. It's not knowing. You know.
Yeah, but I don't understand.
Really?
Now you're
conscious
that there's two
Kvarim
all of a sudden.
You're not conscious
there's
two.
Yeah, you're
conscious
there's two.
No, you know there's one.
No, there's one. You're conscious there's two.
No, you're still conscious for the same one you were conscious before. You just don't know that this is it.
Which means two, isn't it?
Yeah, but you're not conscious for two. You're not conscious for two. You're conscious for one. Just like 5 minutes ago you were conscious for one.
5 minutes ago you were conscious there was one camera in the field. 5 minutes ago you were conscious there was one camera in the field. Now you're conscious that there's two camera in the field.
No, you're not conscious there's two. You're still conscious for the same one you were conscious 5 minutes ago. You just found one. You don't know that there's one. If you know that there's one, there's no suffix.
What?
If you know there's only one camera in the field, there's no machlokes.
No, I know. But before, we know we lost one.
We know, right. And you don't know that the one you found is that one. That's the Shiloh. Do you say, aha, this is it? Or do you say, I don't know that this is it. I have no raya that this is the one that was always not known. So I don't know. Nothing was this barrier that this is the one. Do I have a right to say, aha, this is it? You don't have any indication that it's it. You're not all of a sudden the suffix, maybe there's two.
Yeah, you are.
No, you're not. You're not.
You're suffix that there was always two.
No.
There's
no suffix about you have the same exact suffix you did 5 minutes ago. There's a kever in the field, we don't know where it is. Just because you found one, so Rebbe holds, you say, aha. Rebbe tells you, go, aha. And Rebbe goes, oh, you have no right to say aha. You have no indication, no raya, that this is the one.
You were sure there was one kever.
No, stop. Stop. Yep, that's not the case. You know that there's one that you don't know where it is.
You're sure there was one in the field.
I don't know. If you mean one and not two, that's not true. Stop saying that.
No, in the beginning, you were sure there was one kever.
Stop. Yeah, but you weren't sure there weren't two.
At least one. You didn't have any chashash.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, chashash, there was one.
And now, right. And you don't know that the one you found is that one.
And now all of a sudden, you had a chashash, there was two. You had before now. Yet before you had a chashash, there was two. All of a sudden, going back and saying, no. Maybe there was two.
Okay, I don't know what.
I think you're saying the same thing. He just doesn't.
No,
saying that there's two because the second one is irrelevant. The whole suffix revolves
right,
around
nothing,
the specific
you
one.
Don't know, you don't know that this is the one that you didn't know about.
Okay, but you knew there was one.
Right,
and now you don't know there's one. Two. You knew there was one. Now you say maybe there's two. Less of a chashash.
You have no maybe. I don't know less. You have no raya that this is the one.
What's the raya now?
So the Shev Yaakov holds. The Shev Yaakov holds the Tzitzusha. You know someone is lost. You know someone disappeared. You don't know about anybody else that disappeared. You know that someone disappeared, and you found the body. So according to Rebbe, you'd say, aha, this is him. And according to Shimon Gamliel, we passed like Rebbe. And according to Shimon Gamliel, you'd say, I don't know, maybe this is a different guy. You don't know that this is the guy that got lost. You don't know that this is the guy you know about, that you don't know what happened to him. Maybe this is another guy that you found. And he's still lost. So that's what the Shev Yaakov says. The Shmaitza does not... Right, so that's... Let's read it again. Because of Meshuvah is my bit, it never Yehudi b'derech sholach nimo kamplon yilomo kamplon mokam acher b'achakach b'olso derech nimtza horug ayin sham she'ela d'minatora talinon shezehu anevad. Again, you don't know about anybody else that's missing. V'adifo mimayim she'imu himself, because mayim she'imu himself, nobody ever turned up. So you're just assuming, speculating, which you can with the arisa, that he died. But here you found the dead body. Ayin Shav. V'hu tomu abeni achroinim. We'll see why as we go through the perek. U'b'tshuva Shev Yaakov, hevi raya l'zeh, v'plupta d'rebi b'mshim b'gamliel. He says it's dependent on that machlokes. The soda sh'nevet v'kever. The s'virle l'rebi d'ainu kever sh'olad, hainu kever sh'nimtza. Ayin Shav. V'ani yuzdait, he says, the shmaitza. It's not a good sushdel. The Hossam Bekever, let's say you wouldn't know about the Kever She'ovad. So you would say this field is Tomer. There's no Cheskos Tum in the field. Other rabbits, Cheskos Tyra. Kivet Shimloho Yodua Bavada Shenevet Kever Besoda Zu. Without your knowledge that a Kever is somewhere in this field, Vadai Lo Havi Machzikinen Misofek Shum Tumer Besoda. So you wouldn't be Choshish for Tumer and have a Cheskos Tyra. So the whole even though huchsak tuma ela makmas kever she'avad. So the whole reason you have a chashash of tuma in the field is because you know that there's a kever somewhere in this field. The nimtza kever echad, and now you found the kever. So why should you be chashish for a second one? This is Rebbe. Right, just like you're not chashish for a field that it has tuma in it. So this field you only had a chashash because of a kever that was missing. So now you found it, so now there's no kever missing anymore, Ke'ilu. So you go back to the original pristine state of Cheskos Tyra. Mashenkein in the Mabitz case, wait, I don't know. Tulo machzukin and shemahoya od shom kever acher. Kamodu lo chashina mechala saw this. Shelo huchzuku betumah. And now it's like it's a it goes back to its original state. It goes back to being like a regular field. A kever was missing. You found the kever, so now it's a regular field. But in the case of the mabit abul hocha, you found on the road a dead body. A lot of people walk on this road. This is a well-traveled road. It's not a road that only one guy went on. Lomelo nochus dzeh shenimtzah horug ish acheru v'ish olach derech zeh kvar olach mizel adarko. A lot of people go on this road, so maybe this could be anybody. And that guy that you're looking for, he's alive and he disappeared. What's the Shmaitza saying?
He's saying, by the Sodesh of the Kever, you start off clean. You start off, you're not Chayshish. In other words, your whole Chashash is for a Kever that's lost. Otherwise, the field has a Cheskos Tyre. So now that you found the Kever, so Rebbe holds, you go, okay, this was the cause of the problem. But if not for this Kever that was lost, then the field of Cheskos Tyre. So we'll go back to the Cheskos Tyre because we found the troublemaker, right? Mashen came the road. Wait. Avol Hocha Lo Melo Nochas was there. But here, what is he saying? Here, you. I guess he. What he's discounting. I see what he's discounting. When I said over the story, I said that no one else is missing. I guess that's not really, it's not like you took a census and you found out that no one else is missing. You're just not aware of someone else being missing. But that doesn't constitute a chazaka. Mm-hmm. No, this is a road that a lot of people go on. And you don't know who this dead body is. I'm not 100% sure I understand what the Shemites are saying. He's saying, I'm not sure how this plays out. By the field, you start off with a field that's really Becheskes Tyra. What's creating the problem? A missing kever. So now you found the kever, so it's like you're not missing anymore. The Rebbe says you're not missing. So why is the field tahor? Just like every field in the world is tahor. That's what the Shmaita says. You look at the field. The Shmaita says it's like every field in the world. Kamo b'chalas saw this. You found the troublemaker. So now the rest of the field is tahor. It's like every other field. You're not chayshish by every field that maybe there's a kever there. So here also we found the troublemaker. So we're not chayshish. Mashekin on the road, since Mashekin on the road, what?
You're not looking at the road.
You're not looking at the road. You're looking at who is this person. So we don't know who this person is. Remember, there's no simon. You don't know who the person is. So it could be anybody. You don't know that this is the guy that's missing. There's nothing to connect it to the guy that's missing. That's what he's saying. I guess, I mean, the Mabit may be
comparison.
You have to learn the Mabit inside. Maybe the Mabit stresses the fact that you know that there's no reports of anyone else missing. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what the Mabit stresses. But the Shmaya says there's no tushel to the field with the kever. Because there you look at... No.
There is a tushel.
The Shmaya is saying it's no tushel, and he gives two reasons. We're up to the second reason already. I want to understand the first reason. Maybe what you're saying is right. Here we're worried about the field. So the field is really Becheskos okay. So there's one troublemaker in the field, so we assume we found the troublemaker. Mashegin, with the dead body, it's not a question of who is this dead body. So he could be anybody. There's like 1,000 people in the area. So he could be one of 1,000 people. So how do you know it's that one without a simon? How can you pinpoint that it's one particular person out of 1,000 without a simon? By the field, you start off with a base of Tyra. And you know what the problem is, a kever. So Rebbe holds, when you find a kever, it's like, okay, that's the problem. Now you're back to the state of Tyra. Mm-hmm. Mashenkin here, you don't have a base. You have a guy missing, and you don't know that this is him. You don't know who this guy is. There's a lot of people around. Maybe this is Shmerel, not Beryl. You don't know. There's no simon. You just found the body. And there's a lot of people in the vicinity, so this could be one of those people. You have no idea. You don't have a base to go back to. It's not like you start off with a base that no one get killed. What? He can't. He's arguing with the Mabit. The Shemaitah is arguing with the Mabit. He's saying, lady can't get married. Right, not even the Reishis. It's no Sushel to the Kever. The Shev Yaakov wants to compare it to the Kever. The Mabit says, Madiraisa, you can get married because there's sort of a rove. Right? And just Madirabonin, you can't. That's the Mabit himself. I don't know, he calls it a rove. Call it a slurra. This is probably the guy. That's the Mabit. The Shev Yaakov compares it to the Machlokes Rebbe Rabbonon about the Soda Sheneva Bokever.
What basis does the Mabit have to say that she can get married
already? The Mabit says you could get married.
What basis does he
say? I told you, he calls it a rose. Let's call it a svara. The sovereign is probably the guy. But that's the Mabit. The Shev Yaakov makes it stronger than the Mabit himself. The Shev Yaakov says it's like the case of Remy, that a guy's missing and you found the guy. So that's it. You say, who shenevad, who shenimsa? Just like Rebbe says by the kever, we say, who are kever shenevad, who are kever shenimsa? Mabit didn't say this for him. The Shev Yaakov says it. The Shemaitzer is shlugging up the Shev Yaakov. He's saying it's not a comparison to the case of the kever. There, you start off with a base of Cheskes Taira. And you have something making trouble, this is the way I'm saying, I understand it. So you, when you find something, you say, we found the troublemaker, now everything is back to being good. But checking in the Mabit's case, you don't have a base of anything. You have a guy missing, and you found the body. You don't know who the body is. So it could be anybody. If there's 1,000 people that live in the neighborhood, it could be 1 of 1,000 people. And you have no indication of which of the 1,000 people it is. That's kasha number one the Shmeitzer has on the Shev Yaakov. His sign is not on the Mabit. His sign is on the Shev Yaakov, Sushtel to the Kevin. The Mabit says sort of a different Svara, just that, you know, call it Rov, call it Svara, call it Umdana. Ma'od, another reason why it's not Sushtel to Kevin Shenimsa, who are Kevin Shavit or Kevin Shenimsa. The Adkan, like Omru, who are Kevin Shavit or Kevin Shenimsa. You found what was missing. What was missing was a kever, and you found a kever. And what you find is what's missing. Okay, Bukhairis. That's another case by Bukhairis. Shinasar of Balmum. A Balmum got mixed up in Behemoth of Kochim. And then you found the Behemoth of Balmum. You went into Balmum. Zenami Amrinan. Hainu Shavar, Hainu Shinimsa. Kivin Shanimsa, who mamish kimo shenevad. No, this Vara of who are blank shenimsa, sheovad, who are blank shenimsa, is only valid, the Shmaitz is saying, if you find exactly what was lost. But here there was a live person that got lost. Mm-hmm. And now you're finding a dead person. So, it's not the same thing. So who says you have a right? He's saying, the Vara of zema sheovad, zema shenimsa, is if you're motzei exactly what was ovad, as the Shmaitz is saying. Avol hecha shenevad adam chai, benimtza adam meis, bozeh shalom nimtza ma shenevad. You didn't find what was lost. Thank you. Shezeh chai bozeh meis. Bozeh lo aminon hainu hach. So you have no, you have no right to apply the klal. The klal is when you find what was lost. Hey, you didn't find what was lost. What was lost was a live person. Now you have a dead person. B'kayotzi b'yomru, the Shmaitzer brings a raya, also from Sochem Daf Yud. It says, Garichomet Shenevat Kikar, you check the house. And now you know there was a kikar there and it got lost. V'nimtza kikar, and you found a kikar. Amrinan huanevat huanimtza. That's like Rebbe. We pass on like Rebbe. So you say like Rebbe, who are kikar shenevad, who are kikar shenimsa. You don't have to be voided the whole house again. You found the kikar, so you say that's it. That's according to Rebbe. Avol amevad kikar venimsa pirurin. But if a kikar was there and now you found crumbs,
Afilu kedei kol hakikar, and if you found enough crumbs to make up a whole kikar, lo aminan hainu kikar shenevad. You don't say it. Why? Because a kikar was lost, and now you found crumbs. So you didn't find what was lost. So maybe it's a different kikar. When do you say it? Aladavka betinak va'achmas a dark on the fire. If it's dark on the fire, bezeil yarmin and hainu shenevad. If we shouldn't achieve in the dark on the fire air, how will they kinevet peruin v'nitza peruin? If it's dark on the fire, just like peruin was lost and peruin was found. Because it's dark on the fire, so you could see, like with your, like you could see the transformation of kikar to peruin. Because it's the derech to happen, a tino just mafire. Abu Masha never of them chayvin him some mace, even shein muchrach sheyomus, ain't a roi loima bezehu sheneva. You can't say zehu sheneva, zehu shenimsa, because that's dead or alive. What?
It's ain't muchrach. It's also not muchrach that the bread will turn into crumb.
It's not muchrach, but it's derech.
But he says ain't muchrach.
Okay. I don't know.
No, I'm just saying that.
I don't know what level you need. No, dark on the fire.
I'm saying, isn't the derech of people to get is like
to die? No.
On the road?
No.
Then there was there was a chassid.
I don't have a terech.
No.
I don't know. You're like you're making up something and you're asking a kasha. You know, a kikar to say a tinok is derech on the fire, a kikar is a far cry from saying it's the derech of a person to die on the road.
What is he missing? What was he looking for?
He's saying alumdus. He's saying you wouldn't say who Masha Ovad, who Masha Nimsa, if it's a different thing that you found than the thing that was lost.
What did he lose? A person, right?
A live person. Now you found a dead person.
He's looking for life?
Doesn't matter what you're looking for. You didn't find what was lost.
Why is that a thing?
You didn't find. Because you only have a right to apply the claw if you could say, aha, this is what was lost.
But if it was
Tokshosayam,
you could say, aha.
Stop, we're not talking about a simon. There's no simon. You have no idea if this is a guy or not.
I know you can understand that.